WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Talk about Chicago theater, and soon the subject will turn to the director, Robert Falls. Falls spent 35 years atop Goodman Theater, and in 2015 was inducted into the National Theater Hall of Fame. But he stepped down from the Goodman a few years ago, launched a freelance career in his 70s, and this month pops up in an unlikely place, Steppenwolf. WBEZ theater reporter Mike Davis sat down with Falls about opening the play Amadeus at his former crosstown rival.
I'm Robert Falls, and I'm here at Steppenwolf working on the play Amadeus. I mean, one of the wonderful things about this play is the older figure, Antonio Salieri, is threatened to the point of wanting to destroy this young man because he's threatened by him and scared of him. But what makes it wonderful is that he's also the only person that recognizes how brilliant Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is. And from a plot point of view, there's a battle going on with God, because Salieri cannot understand why God would gift this, in his opinion, gross, vulgar, young guy with these God-given talents. You know, I stepped down from running the Goodman Theater 2 years ago. However, even within that two-year period, I was actually directing two plays. I was not the artistic director, which involves a whole lot of other things in terms of running an institution than actually being in the rehearsal room, working on a play, working with actors, which is what I really love. So, yeah, I do come up, run into people all the time who say, well, what are you doing? Do you still live in Chicago? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. And I'm working, and I've got projects coming up. I don't quite know how to say this, but, you know, Steppenwolf and the Goodman, there's no doubt, have been the two leading theaters for the past half century in Chicago. And there's been, I would say, a wonderful, friendly rivalry between these two theaters, which to me has kept both of us doing fantastic work. But, you know, there's always a sense of, you know, they're on Broadway doing this, we're on Broadway doing that. You know, that we share an audience to the great extent of wonderful Chicago theater goers. But I have always looked at Steppenwolf as one of the great theaters in the United States, and probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, theater devoted to acting. As a matter of fact, I counted it up and looked over the years that I've worked with probably half of the members of the Steppenwolf ensemble, either at the Goodman or at other theaters around town. So I was delighted to receive the phone call to work here. You know, I feel very lucky, again, that I can be selective. And what I really want to do is work with the people who I've known, who I admire, as well as working with theaters that are theaters that I find exciting. I just want to continue and will to work on exciting projects. And Steppenwolf Amadeus is really the first of what I hope will be many in the future.
That was Chicago Theater Director Robert Falls talking about his staging of Amadeus at Steppenwolf Theater.